been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Time is running out for state lawmakers to find a way to help HCMC. St. Paul police give an update following a shooting near Grand Casino Arena overnight, and Target Field concession workers vote to authorize a strike. But first, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is pushing for a shift toward the fundamentals in this year's State of the City address. Following Operation Metro Surge, Mayor Frey is calling for more of a focus on basic city services such as public safety and streamlined housing permits to ensure Minneapolis remains on a stable path forward.
And if you ask people what they want from their city, the answers are usually pretty simple. They want to feel safe walking down their street. They want clean air and safe water. They want to be able to afford their home. They want businesses to succeed, and that's the job.
Despite these ambitions, the administration faces a steep climb with a pending lawsuit over police staffing levels and a significant projected budget deficit for Minneapolis public schools. Frey says it will take hard work from all city sectors to tackle these issues. Strained relations between the city council and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey remain center stage following the address. This follows a string of recent mayoral vetoes on measures the council passed, including decriminalizing drug paraphernalia and extensions for renters' pre-eviction notice periods. Council Vice President Jamal Osman says that formal collaborative meetings with the mayor have not yet resumed and that he's frustrated with the ongoing disagreements on the issue of rental assistance.
A lot of things to celebrate in our city, but there's a lot still to do, especially failing giving extension time for tenants or renters for pre-eviction really hurts. You know, it really hurts people and that I represent.
The next test for the two sides will be the upcoming budget. Target Field concession workers vote to authorize a strike.
Roughly 500 employees represented by Unite Here Local 17 approved the move with 81% support, citing a need for a contract that reflects the high revenue they help generate during Minnesota Twins games. Union leadership is now calling on the Twins organization to push Delaware North toward a fair settlement. With the vote finalized, the union committee has the power to officially launch a walkout at any moment. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
170 Chisago County employees are striking today after the union and city filed for unfair labor practices against each other. The two sides have been negotiating since last fall, with workers upset over rising health care premiums. This employee talked to WCCO TV.
Makes us feel very unrespected. We didn't have choice in a lot of things. We get dealt with our insurance. They're trying to raise our deductibles without bringing any pay to the table or fixing that. We ended up trying to shop our own insurance.
Strikes are happening outside the county government building in City Center. The Walz administration announcing it's shaking up the leadership structure within the Minnesota Department of Human Services after the Trump administration announced it's withholding more Medicaid funding over fraud concerns. State Medicaid Director John Connolly will take over as commissioner of DHS. Current Commissioner Shireen Gandhi has been asked to remain on as Deputy Commissioner to oversee Medicaid programming for the immediate future. In a press release, Governor Walz says the state has made significant progress in rooting out fraud, and the change in leadership builds on that. Republicans, meanwhile, blasted the move, saying it's another example of mismanagement by the governor. They also point out that Gandhi, who was appointed as a temporary commissioner just months ago, was to face a confirmation hearing today in the legislature that's since been canceled. Time is running out at the Minnesota State Capitol for lawmakers to find a way to help the financially struggling Hennepin Healthcare. Members of the House Tax Committee talked about a number of options, including a plan to increase a 2007 Hennepin County sales tax used to fund construction of Target Field from 0.15% to 1% and allow revenue from the tax to also go toward county healthcare facilities like HCMC. But Republican Tax Chair Greg Davis says that's not going to fly.
We need to get creative in the last few days of session because that's not going to happen. The 1% is, we don't have the votes for that. So I like some of the ideas I'm hearing today, and I think we need to get very, very creative here very, very quickly.
The Senate last week passed bills to send money through direct grants. St. Paul police say two were hurt and three are in custody following a shooting near Grand Casino Arena in the city's downtown. The call of shots fired on the 100 block of West Kellogg Boulevard came around 5:30 p.m., and officers who arrived at the scene say they heard active gunfire in multiple areas. Police tape went up at the intersection of West 7th and Kellogg, right in front of the hockey arena and not far from a large number of restaurants and night spots. Police say two young adult males were suffering from non-life-threatening injuries. The arrest came a short time after authorities secured the area. It's not known what led to the shooting. Today is National Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives Awareness Day, with a formal remembrance celebration held at the Minneapolis American Indian Center.
My son was murdered last April.
Natasha White was just one of many to honor slain or missing family members.
Wilson, Sam, Catherine, Lyons, Jones.
Violence and murder ravages the indigenous community, as an average of 63 people were missing on any given day in 2025. Guadalupe Lopez, office director for the MMIR.
The impacts of colonization and dehumanizing us as indigenous people, creating barriers to justice and safety for our people, has caused us to be more susceptible to experience harm.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, another day, another Minnesota playoff game, tonight on the ice.
The Wild looked to even their second-round series with Colorado, who won a back-and-forth shootout on Sunday. Forward Vladimir Tarasenko says the game plan for tonight is clear.
We have to play better defensively and try to limit their chances. They're obviously a very good team, and we have to keep going on our plan.
The puck drops at 7. As for the Timberwolves, they're off until tomorrow when they try to make it 2-0 against San Antonio. Julius Randle led the Wolves with 21 points in the opener.
That's kind of a tone setter for the series, so, you know, especially being a road team, for us to come out, you know, the way we did, composed, just playing good basketball. We feel like we left a lot out there, to be honest. Feel like we can play a lot better.
8:30 is the tip-off in Texas tomorrow. Both series move back to Minnesota for games 3 and 4. Al Schock, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.